This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special shout out goes, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now, wherever they are serving America, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the third watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the snow plow and sander drivers, because when we get into the truckers report, yeah, there's snow out there again out west. And also to our roughnecks listening to us up there in Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, and the Aramco guys over there in Saudi Arabia. Got to say hello to you guys, because I promised you I would, because you told me you were listening, so there you go. Let's also give a special shout out to anybody that's doing anything to help out with this horrible coronavirus, too, because that's all around the world right now. But you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch.com Facebook or website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, let me get over here. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and we'll get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, Kyle, I got a question for you. You ready?
Oh, yes.
If you get acquitted of a charge, what's that mean?
Well, it means that you've been acquitted.
Does it mean you've been found not guilty?
Well, that's exactly right. You've been found not guilty.
Does it mean you get an asterisk beside your name because you were acquitted?
No, it shouldn't. In fact, it should mean that that whatever was brought against you wasn't valid and it didn't apply.
Does Bill Clinton, because he got impeached, have an asterisk next to his name?
No, he doesn't.
And why would the Democrats keep saying that, well, Donald Trump will always have an asterisk after his name? What are they talking about? Are they trying to create new rules again?
Well, sure. Well, again, this is all about, from day one, it's been about getting Trump. And all of the traditional rules...
It's been about getting even.
Well, getting even, that's right, because they lost the election and they got smarted and they didn't like that.
Yep.
But what they've been doing, of course, is they've been throwing out not only the traditional rules of our society, how we conduct ourselves, but our traditional rules of law as well, like due process and these kinds of things, because it's all about being about getting Trump. And that's just been just fine with the likes of Schumer and Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler and all the others.
Now, I've heard the Democrats say several times that every trial has witnesses and documents, and all the trials, the impeachment trials, have had witnesses and documents. Is that true?
That's really not true, especially if we go back into the impeachment trial of Andrew Johnson.
The first president impeached, yep.
Right, back in the 1860s.
Yep, he was basically railroaded. There were no documents, but there was no witnesses allowed to be called by either side. They put the documents in there, they had a 3-day trial, and boom.
Well, exactly right. But these things are mischaracterized in many ways by the House managers or by the Democrats in general, I should say, in order to try to get to another, to a political goal that they have. But, you know, I might say one thing about the witnesses, Captain. You know, they will cite polls that two-thirds of the American people wanted witnesses in this impeachment trial. But here's the thing. The witnesses that they want, or that they, at least they say they want, they could have had those witnesses in the House proceedings. They chose not to litigate this, and this is the message that needs to get out there. They chose not to litigate those witnesses, knowing that the president would give executive privilege or claim executive privilege on that, fight the subpoenas. They were absolutely within their rights on the House side to go and litigate those subpoenas in court, could have compelled the witnesses to come in. They didn't want to do that because they had to get everything done by Christmas time. It's pathetic.
Now, the Senate voted 51-49 not to call any witnesses, and Mitt Romney and Susan Collins, as promised, went over to the dark side. By the way, Susan Collins is running for re-election this year. I think she just and she's being primaried right now. I think she may have really severely hurt her chances of being renominated.
Well, sure. Instead of going to her constituency, to the voters, and
which,
saying,
by the way, the latest polls up there in Maine, they don't want this president impeached. They're doing too well.
Well, exactly. And she could have easily said, look, here's my position, and this is why I have my position that we're not going to need to call more witnesses. Because, and by the way, Captain, I just think it's hilarious that Schiff and Nadler and the others, they keep telling us that they've got an open and shut case, basically. They've got overwhelming evidence, and you should be able to make your decision. Well, if they have that, why do they need more witnesses?
Here's my prediction. Over the next few days until they come back to vote on Wednesday, because they took a special time off so they could give an extra day to their candidates to go campaign over in Iowa and whatnot. But over the next few days, you're going to hear four or five more witnesses come forward. Might even hear from two or three more women come forward. They're going to try to bring everything out of the rafters and make it look like as if this is a big debacle. And, oh, look what's happening. Look, this president. These are witnesses. Oh, you watch.
Well, that's right. Well,
and it'll be the New York Times behind it.
Well, of course, because they got to keep this thing going. Even after they vote to acquit the president, Captain, they will continue to come after not only Trump, but come after Trump voters.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back here in the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting a weekend edition all across the country, and on the weekend we have more affiliates along the line, and hello to all of them and all of our regular listeners and affiliates, too. And, oh, by the way, good morning to LJ. Good morning to Al. Hello to Wally. They've all chimed in already over in the Facebook chat room. You can go over there too if you'd like. The official Captain's America Third Watch page. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line right now waiting for me to go back to him. But this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for 3 years and 10 months. It is an all-natural product, and whatever it's got in it works for me because it's all natural. There's no narcotics in it, none of that, but there's ingredients in there that will reduce the swelling and inflammation that you have that come along with things like arthritis and back pain and neck pain and shoulder pain and hip pain and knee pain and ankle pain and foot pain and muscle aches and pain. And let me suggest to you that you do what I did. Try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. It costs $19.95. You try it for 3 weeks. You start out the first week, three packets a day, 4 capsules in a packet, and you do that for 1 week. And then after that, you take 2 a day, morning and night, and see what it does. And I guarantee you that if it works for you, as it's worked for what they tell me, 81% of the people that have ordered it here from this program, then guess what? You'll be taking it for quite a while because I don't know what it is, but it works. And I know that you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. There's a little 2-minute tutorial there, little video that tells you all about how it, what the ingredients are and how it works for you and how it's all natural. And it can also help you with some other stuff, too. Not to say that this works all the time for everybody, but I actually gave a couple of packets of Relief Factor to somebody who had a severe headache because of a fall they'd taken in a parking lot. They took it, and the headache went away. So I don't know. Again, I don't know. These are just things that I can tell you that I'm aware of. So the website, again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, $19.95. All you got to lose is pain, right? All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I'm going to play a little clip, just because I can, of Chucky Baby Schumer talking about, well, the Chief Justice knows that every child has had witnesses and documents. Yeah, listen to this nonsense.
So, India, can you explain what's going to happen on the floor if there's a tie and Chief Roberts breaks the tie? My understanding is that the Senate can overrule him. So what's the point in him having that authority to break the tie?
Well, I'm not going to get into that. I just say this. If it's a tie, it'll be up to the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice knows that every trial has witnesses and documents. Yes, in the back there. Nope, you'll go next.
Would you like to see open deliberation, and for how long, Senator?
Well, again, I'm not going to get into the details. We're going to decide that in the caucus. We always have an inclination to do open, but sometimes open is hard. To open up the caucus takes, if you go into closed session, if you do, it takes two-thirds to open it up.
Now, he said a tie. This was all before they actually had the vote. He was still thinking that they might get lucky somehow. The reporter, to show how ignorant she was, called the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court Chief.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for this kind of ignorance. I mean, if you're going to be a reporter, you need to know what you're talking about instead of acting like as if, you know, and then misrepresenting somebody like the Chief Justice of the United States. And by the way, you notice when they were addressing him with the questions, it was Mr. Chief Justice. You heard that all the time, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Of course, yeah.
Yeah, apparently this reporter doesn't know that's where you're supposed to address him. I wonder what the Chief Justice would say if this young lady walked up to him and said, Chief Roberts? Chief Roberts? That, to me, that's like you're in the Navy. It's a chief petty officer. But anyway, okay, so I just wanted to get that out there to lend the scheme of things in there with Chuck Schumer and what he was thinking right up until the last minute until the bolt was taken out from underneath him.
Well, sure. You know, and one of the things that they try to do, Captain, is they try to prolong everything in any way that they possibly can or call into question. It's not a fair trial. It's this and that. And I've noticed something with the Democrats, it's not really new, but it's the way that the Democrats approach things, especially nowadays. How do we know, for example, when an election is over? Well, the Democrat has won. If the Democrat hasn't won, we know one thing. We haven't counted all the votes yet. Because if the Democrat doesn't win, then they come out and say, well, we haven't counted all the votes. We have to keep counting votes so the Democrat wins. And likewise, with the impeachment trial, we only know it's worked and been a fair trial only if the president is removed from office. If he has been removed from office, we know it wasn't a fair trial. We know we didn't have a bunch of witnesses, et cetera, et cetera. It's just the whining that we'll have to endure until the Republicans take the House back in November.
But it's not true what they're whining about because, well, they didn't have any witnesses. So it's only a trial. Now, get this. The Marine General, John Kelly, is apparently quoted by Newsmax as saying an impeachment trial without witnesses is only a half a trial.
Right. Again, it's only half a trial because they don't have the witnesses. But again, this is why the American people, it's good to be getting the message out that the witnesses that they're asking for, they could have had if they simply would want to do their job on the House side. They had every opportunity to do it, but they decided not to. They decided to schlep it off onto the Senate, and then so they come over and make a big brouhaha in the Senate, how the senators are part of a cover-up now if they don't vote in order to prolong this. And we just want 1 week for deposition, says Adam Schiff, and on it goes. It's really something to see. I can't imagine other countries, especially, hey, Adam Schiff, how about Vladimir Putin? Don't you think he's laughing at us right now, how you're making a mockery of our institutions?
I would be.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, let's talk about the coronavirus, because things have gotten worse, not better. We knew it was going to. China 2 days ago said, oh, it's getting so much better in China. The cases, not so much, not so many die. And then all of a sudden, boom, shot up like a rocket ship.
Well, what I've heard, Captain, right now, at least the official line, we have to caveat, that's a caveat, this is the official line, 11,790 confirmed cases, or 91 confirmed cases in China, 259 dead. I hate to say
that. That was yesterday's numbers. I guarantee it goes up.
Yeah, exactly. And I just hate to say it, but I don't think that's anywhere near where it really, really is. Because of the nature of this problem and the magnitude of the quarantine and so forth in China, and also the fact that we're starting to see cases in other parts of the world. Russia, and I think now has one or two cases. And by the way, that flight that came in here to my area of Southern California at March Air Base,
on quarantine.
They went in quarantine for 2 weeks. So mm-hmm. This is how serious this really, really is.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is China virus vaccine supposedly has been developed, which is hoping to keep the biotech stocks volatile right now, because all the biotech stocks are up. Anything that's got anything to do with viruses and whatnot and vaccines. Now, we did talk about the fact that the coronavirus was something that also was used in treating extreme the people with the inhalers that take that.
Oh, asthma?
Yeah, that sort of thing, for extreme breathing problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, well, again, in terms of creating any kind of a vaccine or anything like that, that could take months to years to try to get something that would really act on this.
Oh, bronchitis. Here we go.
Bronchitis. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. I forgot what I was talking about there because I got so many pieces of paper in front of me, I grabbed the wrong sheet.
Yeah.
but anyway, and by the way, the United States has now dubbed the virus a health emergency. And it is what it is, I guess, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, that came out earlier yesterday on Friday that the U.S. Is now declaring a public health emergency in this. And I think they're doing that in order to make sure that certain funds get released or certain other things get activated so that the United States can begin to combat.
And Richard Marine just chimed in from Oregon up there, and he's telling us it's really depressing knowing that these people are running the country. Well, there's one way to solve that, Richard, and everybody else is listening. Vote the bums out.
Well, the Democrats have had now hours and hours and hours of their own campaign commercial of why they hate Donald Trump, basically. But I don't think it's going to do what they think it's going to do.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
No, and I'll tell you what. When I was at the Club 45 meeting the other night, and they asked how many new people we got here, there was probably about 25 or 30. But of the 25 or 30, I would say 20 of them were all young people.
Wow, that's
first-time voters.
See, that is so important, because as they come into the workforce and begin their careers and start their lives and want to maybe, you know, buy a home or something like that,
yeah,
they understand.
And some of them were listeners to the radio show. They came up to me, shook my hand, they said, "We listen to you all the time and we just wanted to say hello and thank you."
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
This is neat. Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, because we're going to take a break. Folks, we'll be back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, yeah, the Club 45 meeting the other night, we had about 250 people there, and they had to go get more chairs and whatnot. Never know what's going to happen. And coming up, in about a week, we'll have the 2 weeks, we'll have the Tampa Trump Club. Have a bunch of people over there, too. All right, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back with more in Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States declared a public health emergency and announced significant entry restrictions because of the coronavirus that hit China and has spread to other nations. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, who's coordinating the federal response, announced that President Trump has signed an order that will temporarily bar entry into the United States other than the immediate family of U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have traveled in China within the last 14 days. The restrictions take effect on Sunday. Americans returning from China will be allowed in but will face screening at select ports of entry and required to undertake 14 days of self-screening to ensure they don't pose a public risk. Also beginning Sunday, the U.S. will begin funneling flights to 7 major airports where passengers can be screened for the illness. The death toll now stands at 213 with over 10,000 people globally infected. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is their website. And Geico's been serving people for about 75 years now. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, let me tell you, your car, your truck, you can find coverage for. Also, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, a Sea-Doo, a Ski-Doo. And if you have a homeowner's policy, give them a shot on that. See if they can help you out. And or renter's insurance, too. Now, the deal is if you bundle it, a homeowner's policy with your car or truck, you'll save a little bit of money, which is what I do. And they've been saving me money for a number of years now because I've been with Geico for quite a while. When they asked me to be a spokesman, I said, sure, no problem, because I knew the company, I knew the product, and I knew they were as good as everything that you heard about them. So check out their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, for more information. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Do you remember Larry Nassar?
Yeah, he's the coach for the Olympics gymnastics, right? The girls' gymnastics.
Right, and he was accused of encounters with them, and
very, very bad, things. Yeah.
Right, and he has apparently now there's a bankruptcy plan that's been filed by the USA Gymnastics Group that includes an offer to pay $215 million to the girls that were abused by Mr. Nasser. Meanwhile, and we'll see where that goes, because the USA Gymnastics Group is having to file bankruptcy because of all of this.
Right, yeah, this is just a terrible, terrible thing that occurred, and you know, what can you say? I mean, these young women were
nothing except that somebody. I don't know why the girls didn't say something, but I guess they were afraid they wouldn't be on the team or something. I guess that's all I can think of.
Yeah, it's a very, very bad situation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now the other thing is we talked a little bit earlier about the weekend and that the Senate adjourned until next Wednesday to vote on the impeachment, which will be the president will be acquitted. They're all in the candidates that are running for president are in Iowa. Sanders went back there. Warren went back there. Klobuchar went back there. Of course, we've had AOC over there sitting in for Bernie, and she's been drawing some pretty good crowds compared to what Bernie was. But Bernie is the man to beat, I think, in Iowa still.
That's what it's really looking like, Captain. And while that might be a boon to Bernie's supporters, people in the DNC, I think in the rank and file of the Democrat Party, and just about everybody else is absolutely terrified that Bernie Sanders may start winning these things and get some momentum and then go to Milwaukee and get the nomination. I think the Democrat elite are absolutely terrified about this. They know that they don't want him to be the nominee, but what we saw before, for example, with the superdelegates for Hillary and so forth, that caused a major uproar. Imagine what would happen at the Democrat convention if it looks like Bernie could get the nomination, but yet somehow it is taken away from him. That's a civil war in the Democrat Party like we've never seen.
By the way, Eric is asking, didn't the head of the San Francisco Public Works Department just get federally indicted for corruption and more indictments to follow out of the U.S. Attorney's Office? Well, first of all, he wasn't the head of the San Francisco Public Works. He was in charge of the cleanup of the, how should I describe this, of the fecal matter on the streets. That was what he was in charge of.
That's right, where people are using the streets as the bathroom.
Basically. Yeah, and basically what he did was he overcharged for a lot of different things that were going on. I don't see how you can overcharge. Who would want to do that, right?
Right.
But he overcharged, and he got caught with some things that he was doing that he wasn't really doing, and he got indicted for it for, I don't know if it was racketeering or whatnot, but it was definitely corruption. And as far as more indictments, I don't know about San Francisco, but I know there's lots of federal indictments that are sitting waiting to be served. Now, got to talk about Mar-a-Lago, because yesterday we had an SUV go through the first checkpoint, then you went through the second checkpoint, which led it up towards the third, but as it went through the second checkpoint, shots were fired at it, and the SUV veered away from the third checkpoint, and we come to find out there was a couple of women that were in the vehicle, and one of them was an avid Bernie Sanders supporter, because not only did she say so, but also she wound up having, there was a Bernie sticker on the back window of her car.
Right, exactly. Evidently, one of the people was a opera singer, evidently, and somebody that danced on top of their SUV, then drove it about 70 miles an hour past two security checkpoints near the Mar-a-Lago resort where the president goes when he's in Florida. This is a terrible one of those stories that obviously we can sort of laugh at it now, but it's a very, very serious thing, and they take it very, very seriously. I'm surprised we didn't have fatalities on that today.
Well, what's a certain certainty right now with the United Kingdom, with Britain, Great Britain?
Well, Great Britain is, in fact, Great Britain again. Brexit is now taken effect, and they are a sovereign nation. The European Union is not telling them what to do.
And Nigel Farage has been taking victory laps.
No kidding. No kidding. Well, this is a big thing, because it's in many ways akin to President Trump coming to power in the United States. again, this idea, and it's not a bad idea, the idea that you want the best for your country. And if the Brits want the best for their company, for their country, I should say, then they can make deals with other countries for trade and these kinds of things, the same as the United States can. That's the very heart of negotiation and getting the best deal for each side. And I think that it's been a long time coming. And there, of course, at this hour, Captain, there's still people trying to say that, well, nope, there's really not, Brexit really can't go through, and et cetera, et cetera.
Now, how much money has Michael Bloomberg spent so far on this race? A lot, right?
I've heard it's at least $250 million, somewhere in that neighborhood.
He's been spending about $2 million a day or thereabouts?
Yeah.
Okay, well, all of a sudden, according to the new DNC rules that they have for the debates, it looks like as if he may have qualified for the next debate they have coming, because he just went by Elizabeth Warren in the rankings in the latest poll, and he suddenly is up to I believe fifth or maybe fourth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he may appear there. This is part of the civil war of the Democrat Party. Where you've got on the one hand, you've got Bernie Sanders, or you've got others. Like Elizabeth Warren and so forth with their kind of policy, proposals and so forth. But then you've got Michael Bloomberg, who is the billionaire. He's an older gentleman, obviously. This goes against, I think the sort of the revolutionaries in the Democrat Party, really want. So it's a very, very strange situation for them.
Speaking of billionaires, yesterday Amazon's Jeff Bezos added $13.2 billion to his fortune in a matter of minutes.
Wow. A lot of people are ordering on Amazon Prime, so I could say, you know.
Yeah, that was part of it. Now, you know who PETA is, right?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, yes.
Well, PETA wants a robot with artificial intelligence to replace, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh, well, come on. Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, they want to get rid of the woodchuck.
Well, how will we know about winter then? That's my question.
Because you'll have an artificial intelligence robot that'll tell you whether or not you're going to have winter or not.
Well, I don't know.
They think that that's cruel and unhuman treatment to have to hold a woodchuck up in the air and set him on that stump to see whether or not he sees his shadow.
Well, I think that the people that wrangle Punxsutawney Phil probably love him a lot, and they treat him real nicely.
And he probably eats better than we do.
Right, exactly. I don't think that they're, at least I've never seen or heard of any kind of idea that Punxsutawney Phil was ever mistreated.
Okay, well, Jerry in Cleveland just sent this to me. He said, according to the latest Reuters Ipsos poll, Michael Bloomberg has pulled past Warren to the number three spot in the Democratic race, and I don't know where that's at, but Reuters Ipsos poll that's very liberal, but I'm not sure if they're doing it nationally or in one particular state.
Well, and this is one of the reasons, too, why Elizabeth Warren is saying very strange things, more strange than what we've heard her say up to this point out there on the campaign trail, because she's desperate. I think she peaked, and then she's on the other way down now, and I don't think it's possible for her now.
All righty, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much. We appreciate you very much. And we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got a snowstorm out west. Tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
Okie dokie. Well, let's see. I let that slip through there. I shouldn't have done that, but it is what it is. I was trying to do two things at one time. All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Report brought to you by your pilot in Blind J Truck Stop, coming to you right now. And guess what? Here's an oldie but goodie, and you truckers are going to love this one.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Vanilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Pensa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, and Peach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I've been to a lot of those places, too, and a few more that he's not talking about. Okay, here's the rest of it.
Bobaca, Shepherdville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Coastal, Rhino, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, Steamboat, Amina. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man.
All right, Johnny Cash, that's an oldie but goodie from way back when. I've been everywhere, man. And Johnny Cash, of course, a legend gone before his time, but quite a story behind him. All right, let's get going here. Truckers Highway Bible Report, as I said, brought to you by your local pilot, Flying J. Heavy rain, and Richard the Marine, pay attention. There'll be a test. Richard the Marine, heavy rain with the threat of flooding will continue over the Pacific Northwest this weekend. Very strong winds may also produce downed trees, power lines, and cause power outages all across the lower-lying areas in the Pacific Northwest. Now, in the mountains, well, let's see. Heavy mountain snow is expected over the Cascades and portions of the Rockies. Now, that's just a start, because we've actually got a blizzard warning up in Montana tonight for one of the areas up there. Now, also in the southeast, southeast U.S., severe thunderstorms are capable of producing damaging winds, isolated tornadoes across the southeast, and heavy rainfall likely over the part of southern Florida, which, by the way, down there in Miami for the Super Bowl, 30% chance of rain for the game. We'll see what happens. But anyway, 30% chance of rain for that game. Now, let me go right up into the northwestern part of the U.S., which is where the problem is right now. In Washington State, you've got west of Seattle rain, east of Seattle rain, and then there's a mixture of freezing rain, some sleet in some of the higher elevations. There's some snow even in some of the higher elevations. It's not doing all that much right at the moment, but it could be as the day progresses and tonight comes in. There's high wind over in the eastern part of Washington State tonight, as well as down the Hood River Valley. So if you're coming down off Cabbage tonight, you might have a surprise when you hit the Hood River Valley west of Pendleton. So be careful there. Now, in the meantime, over on I-5, Medford, Oregon, on up about 75, 80 miles, you got a general downfall of snow, so keep that in mind. Up in Montana, high winds coming out of Coeur d'Alene over east, about 150, 200 miles into Montana, and then right there, right by where 90 and 94 come together on the Indian Reservation in the higher elevation, guess what? Winter storm warning, and some of the snow is going to be heavy enough they're calling for possible blizzard conditions today. Now, down in the southern part of Montana in the northeastern corner of Idaho, up north to Boise, you've got snow coming down in general. You've got snow in Wyoming tonight across most of Wyoming coming out of Salt Lake City. And in Utah tonight, you've got snow and a winter storm watch across most of Utah up I-15 and across I-80. You've got snow in Nevada tonight, Reno East, all the way to the Utah line where, like I say, they got a winter storm watch right now and the possibility of snow all the way through there. Over in the western part of South Dakota near Rapid City, you've got some snow there at the moment. You got wind in the western part of Nebraska, Colorado right now, the western part of Colorado, west of the mountains, you got some wind there, but you're probably going to be seeing some snow over the weekend because this system is coming to the east, so it'll be moving from Utah to you. And then in California, lots of areas of high wind tonight, and in particular, some very high wind gusts across I-40 out there coming across the high desert tonight, so be careful of that. Now, let's go over to Iowa, where they've got the caucus coming up here next weekend, and everybody's over there now trying to campaign. Well, in Iowa, you've got a lot of fog across half of Iowa from Des Moines all the way east over to Illinois and Wisconsin in the northeastern part of Iowa, up around Sioux City. You've got wind. You've got wind in the eastern half of Wisconsin tonight, and up around Chicago and down about 50 miles or so south of Chicago, high winds. You got a little bit of wind in the northwestern corner of Indiana. Dave might be getting his hat blown off tonight. You got some rain down in Louisiana, down around New Orleans, and there is, again, rain possible coming up here in the southern part of Florida today. Also rain in other parts of Florida, but southern Florida in particular looks like as if you're going to get a little bit of it. And then that storm that's moving up the East Coast, there's a combination right now of riptides going on, plus some winds up along the coastline. And there's some fog right now running through Pennsylvania, Allentown, Philadelphia, over towards the western part of New Jersey, over towards Trenton, and that's about it there. So, again, let me get on over here to tell you that your pilot in Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Check them out. See what they have to offer. For example, you might find a McDonald's in a pilot travel center. You might find a Wendy's. You might find an Arby's. You could find a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a full-service Dairy Queen. Might also find the Chester's Chicken in there, too. And don't forget a Dunkin' Donuts, because the Dunkin' Donuts are full-service now, and you can get everything from breakfast to a light lunch to a light dinner at a pilot travel center right now through a Dunkin' Donuts. And then, of course, in the Flying J's, you'll find a Denny's, a nice sit-down Denny's, or a Huddle House, depending on where you're at, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. But not your daddy's truck stop anymore by any stretch of the imagination, for sure. So check them out. Pilot Travel Centers, Flying J. You'll enjoy what's there. And coming up next hour, top of the hour, and good morning, Terry. How are you? He's talking about, let's see. Oh, this is Eric. Johnny Cash certainly has been everywhere. He's played former airborne trooper. What? He was a former, played a former airborne trooper in an episode of Columbo back in the day. Yeah, I think I remember that. But, of course, he had the Folsom, was it the Folsom Blues? Because he was in Folsom Prison at one time, I do believe. But anyway, it is what it is. Johnny Cash, quite a history behind him. And Richard said he's staying low. Well, it's okay to stay low, my friend, but make sure that you stay high enough to where you keep your feet out of the water. How's that? So go with that one. All righty, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, will be right back with us. And obviously we're going to talk about the obvious, which is the impeachment trial, which hasn't been decided yet, but they are going to vote to acquit. Well, what's that mean exactly? Because the Democrats are saying he'll have an impeachment charge against him forever. Yeah, okay, right. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.